This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. It's been 1 year since federal immigration authorities restarted a program known as Medical Deferred Action. Medical deferrals allow severely ill people who don't have legal status in the U.S. to stay here while they get medical treatment. These are people who cannot get proper treatment in their home countries. Very often, their lives depend on the care. Federal officials had quietly tried to eliminate the program. As WBUR's Shannon Dooling reports, attorneys in Boston and throughout the Northeast worry that the humanitarian program may be once again under silent attack.
The Trump administration's efforts last year to quietly phase out medical deferrals created a national uproar. Several Boston residents seeking treatment for things like cystic fibrosis and cancer faced possible deportation. Congressional hearings were called, and a month later, when federal immigration authorities agreed to reopen the submissions, immigration attorneys, like Boston-based Annalise Aruju, were cautiously optimistic. But a year later, that optimism has faded.
We have no knowledge as to why these cases are being denied, and the secrecy is the problem.
Aruju says she's never had a request for medical deferred action denied by U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, or USCIS, the agency processing these requests. That is, until now. And it's a case, she says, based on past experiences, had all the merits for an approval.
If they are being more strict, if they have a standard that they are following, then they should disclose this to attorneys. They should specify the reasons for their denials.
Aruju's clients, a mother and father from Brazil, overstayed their visas. Their 5-year-old son, who's a U.S. citizen, receives specialized treatment for severe autism spectrum disorder. It's care, they say, would not be available to them in their home country. Since their medical deferred action was denied, they now live with the fear and uncertainty of potential deportation. And they're not alone.
Hi, I'm Serena. I'm 15 years old. I was born without the pulmonary artery, which is in the heart.
Serena Badia and her mom agreed to meet outside in a park nearby their Brookline home. We're all wearing masks, and Serena is bundled up in a fluffy white fleece jacket with the Boston Children's Hospital logo stitched into the chest.
I have an artificial artery, and the hospital has to check if it's too big or too small while I'm growing.
If it's too small, she says, she'll need open-heart surgery to replace it. Badia is accustomed to sharing her story by now. The teenager, who was born in Spain, stood before reporters and politicians last year in Washington, D.C., asking for medical deferred action to be reinstated. Badia's request was eventually approved, but she's once again facing down another deadline. Her medical deferred action expires the end of November, and she and her mom worry it may not be renewed.
It's scarier than having a surgery, because if I go back to Spain, I won't be able to return to have a follow-up of my treatment.
Massachusetts Senators Elizabeth Warren and Ed Markey, along with Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley, requested detailed information from USCIS in April after hearing from constituents concerned about the status of medical deferred action. Data shared with WBUR shows a steady decline in approved medical deferred action requests over 3 fiscal years. USCIS field offices granted close to 45% of requests in 2018, compared to only 11% as of May 2020.
It's clear that something within the program has changed.
That's Anthony Marino with Boston's Rian Immigrant Center. He says they've received a handful of approvals for medical deferred action requests in the last year, but there are also cases filed in 2018 still waiting for decisions. For Marino, it's the continued lack of communication from the federal government that he finds so troubling.
You combine that with what we're hearing from around the country with the string of denials. And this is kind of what we feared from the time that they claimed to be reinstating the program. We've always been skeptical.
That skepticism is shared by immigration attorneys throughout the Northeast. The New York-based organization Legal Health has been filing medical deferred action requests for more than a decade. Norma Tinubu is a supervising attorney there. She says not only are seriously ill clients receiving denials, the federal government is actively trying to remove some of them from the country.
We've never had a situation like we do now where we have 5 clients who've been sent notices to appear for what essentially is deportation proceedings. So this is kind of unprecedented for us.
Tinubu says receiving a notice to appear means clients risk waiting in a crowded immigration courtroom during a pandemic while suffering from chronic or terminal illness. In Philadelphia, immigration attorney Audrey Allen says since medical deferrals were reopened a year ago, most of her clients have been denied. She says even two clients who had been approved in previous years had their renewals denied.
So clearly, when the facts have not changed at all and the decision is the opposite, something larger is at play, unfortunately, than just adjudicating the cases on the facts.
In an emailed statement, USCIS spokesperson Dan Hetledge said because there's no official application form for medical deferred action, the agency does not have approval and denial statistics readily available. In 2019, the agency estimated it receives roughly 1,000 requests a year nationwide. Guidance to the different USCIS field offices where the requests are processed remains, quote, a completely discretionary process with requests determined on a case-by-case basis, absent established eligibility criteria, according to the statement. USCIS is facing a lawsuit filed in Boston's federal court. Advocates hope the case will provide more clarity around medical deferred action, clarity that up to now, attorneys say the federal government has not offered. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.